The FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, 30 to 1.
Well, Inspector, did you enjoy your lunch? The steak wasn't too well done. Everything was just right?
Everything was just fine, Mr. Miller.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. We try to maintain the very highest standards in our kitchen.
Yes, I think you do. However...
Oh, I'm going to tell the busboy about keeping the pantry floor in proper condition. Don't you worry about that.
And the icebox temperature, I think...
It will be taken care of this afternoon, I assure you.
Well, good. In that case, Mr. Miller, I'm going to turn in a satisfactory report. Now, let me see. I owe you...
Oh, Inspector, you don't think I'd allow you to pay for your lunch?
I'm afraid you'll have to, Mr. Miller. Department regulations forbid us to...
Yes, Inspector? Is something wrong?
Oh, no, I'm just stupid. I left the house this morning without my money. I was going to stop by the bank and cash my paycheck, but...
Well, in that case, your lunch will be...
I'm sorry, Mr. Miller. I just don't want to get in the habit of accepting gratuities, however small. Is there anywhere around here that I could cash a city paycheck?
A city check, how much is it?
Well, it's rather large, I'm afraid. $56.22.
Oh, I believe I can accommodate you for that amount, Inspector.
Could you? That certainly would be helpful. It would save me a trip all the way uptown.
Of course. You just endorse it to me personally.
Well, now, thank you very much, Mr. Miller.
That's all right. And I still say...
No. I'm going to pay for my lunch, Mr. Miller. I suppose it's foolish to be so particular, but I'm afraid I just couldn't get along any other way.
Orville James Hastings, at the age of 62, was one of the busiest check flashers in the country and was wanted by almost every state east of the Mississippi River. In his various schemes for passing bad checks, Orville posed as everything from a health inspector to an assistant district attorney. He traveled a great deal, but once a year took a few months off from his strenuous work to settle in a certain rooming house close by the Belmore racetrack.
Hello?
Hello, is Mr. Hastings there?
Yes, he is. Who is this, please?
Well, this is his office calling.
Oh, hold on. Mr. Hastings?
Yes?
Telephone.
Thank you, I'm coming.
Hold on, please, he's coming.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mrs. Delahanty. Who is it?
Your office.
Oh, good, I've been expecting this. Hello?
Mr. Hastings, it's me, Sam.
Oh, yes, Mr. Travis.
Mr. Hastings, I don't think I got good news for you.
You mean our project fell through?
Yeah, he fell through coming into the stretch. Believe me, Mr. Hastings, he was leading all the way, and then all of a sudden, phooey.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Hastings, there must have been something crooked in that race, believe me, because my information was absolutely reliable.
Oh, I'm sure it was, Mr. Travis.
But listen, Mr. Hastings... I got something in the Belmore Stakes that is positively sensational. Now, I'm only letting 10 of my clients in on this, and you are one. Hey, can you come down to my place right now?
Well, yes, I think so.
Okay, I'll be waiting. But don't tell anybody about this, you understand?
No, I won't.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Goodbye, Mr. Travis. Oh, Mrs. Delahanty,
I had the coffee on the stove when I heard you getting up, Mr. Hastings.
Thank you. You know, it's all I ever need till noon, and if I have to take time to stop at a restaurant...
I know, Mr. Hastings. Working for the government, your time's never your own. Poor Mr. Delahanty, rest his soul. When he was with the sanitation department, it was just like that. Sit down, Mr. Hastings.
Thank you.
I hope you won't be going out on another assignment and leaving us for months again.
I hope not.
Cream and sugar?
Yes, please.
Investigating must be very trying on the nerves, though I wouldn't want you to tell me what you're working on. I'm not the kind that asks a rumors all sorts of questions.
Oh, you're a paragon among landladies, Mrs. Delahanty.
I hope that's something good.
It is.
How about a nice soft-boiled egg to keep you company till lunch?
No, thanks. This just fine.
Delahanty was the same way, a mouthful of coffee and rush to work. That's what did him in, never taking a decent breakfast and rushing all the time. Mr. Hastings, take it easy, won't you?
Why, yes. Yes, I will.
No one to worry about but yourself, so there's no use running like crazy, is there?
No, I guess there isn't.
You haven't even touched your coffee.
Oh, so I have.
What you need is someone to look after you, Mr. Hastings.
I'm afraid I do.
Delahanty was the same way, always neglecting his proper nourishment. If I had only made him quit like I should have and bought us a little rooming house down in Florida. Oh, well, that's water over the dam, the fella says.
You and Mr. Delahanty...
We saved $18,000 and then used it up for him being sick.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, that's the way it goes. But if I had the money now...
Would you go to Florida?
In 5 minutes.
Well, now, maybe someday some nice man will come along.
At my age.
Age is only in the mind, Mrs. Delahanty.
Thank you, Mr. Hastings. That's just the way Mr. D himself would have said it. But I know what it's going to be, just like it is now, only there'll be more of it. You sure you won't have an egg, Mr. Hastings?
No, thank you. I really have to be getting to the office. There's something quite important that has to be taken care of.
And that's all that's got to be done. They take care of this jock and the race is in the satchel.
And who is they?
Mr. Hastings, do I ask you your business?
No, I'm sorry. What'll this horse pay, Sam?
Mr. Hastings, I have every reason to believe that we will go to the post at 30 to 1.
30 to 1?
Or more. Listen, they've been holding this animal under wraps for so long, he goes crazy in the sunlight.
30 to 1.
For a $100 ticket, $3,000.
Are you sure?
Mr. Haste, have I ever given you a bum steer?
Yes, several times.
All right, this time I guarantee a winner. You can have my right arm if I'm wrong.
I don't want your right arm, Sam. I want to... How much would I have to put down to win $18,000?
How much?
$18,000.
Well, if you go out to the track and make the bet and the odds are 30 to 1, it would take 600 smackers.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah. You better make it 100, just in case there's an earthquake or something unreliable.
No, I need exactly $18,000, Sam. What's the date today?
The 5th.
That gives me almost a month to get the 600.
Yeah.
I'll call you in 3 weeks, Sam, after I take a little business trip.
Okay, Mr. Hastings, you're the boss.
Now, you're positive this horse can't lose.
Mr. Hastings, I stand to make a 10% commission on this piece of advice I'm giving you. Would I risk my professional reputation if I didn't know we had a winner?
Although Bad Checks passed by Orville Hastings appeared at a steady, unhurried pace throughout the year, in the spring of 1952, three $75 checks were reported in a single week. Hastings had never been this energetic before, and when Agent Reynolds and I called on a roadhouse owner who had cashed one of the checks, we began to find the reason.
So I figured the guy is with the state liquor authority. Well, nothing's the matter with my license, but why take chances? So I cash his check.
Did he show you any identification?
Come to think of it, he flashed some kind of card inside his wallet, but I didn't look. I just said, that's fine, Inspector. Sit down, have a drink.
Is this the man in this picture, Mr. Connors?
Yeah, that looks like him.
How about this angle?
Yeah, that's him all right. Hey, that's some record he hung up, huh?
Yes, he's been around quite a bit.
Funny, isn't it? You'd never think it to look at him. Nice, quiet old guy. No family, no troubles, no problems. All he's got to worry about is who's going to win the Belmore Stakes 2 weeks from now.
He talked to you about horse racing?
I'll say he did. He's so worked up about some animal named Honey Boy, you'd think it was a blood relation.
This horse is running in the Belmore Stakes.
Yeah, and anybody with a brain in their heads knows that Cimarron is going to take the Belmore in a walk. I even told him that.
What did he say?
He just smiled. Said he'd be glad to meet me at Belmore after the race and take my personal apology. What a screwball.
Steve.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's worth a chance, isn't it?
Sure is.
Why?
We're just examining the possibility that Hastings might actually be out at Belmore Park for that race.
Hey, you know, he might at that. But I can't figure why he'd bet a dog like Honey Boy, believe me.
Well, Well, there it is, Sam. $600 for Honey Boy.
Great, Mr. Hastings. Now, you're going to lay this bet out at the track, aren't you?
Of course. And the minute he comes in, I'll put your 10% in an envelope. You'll have it the next morning.
No hurry, Mr. Hastings. I'll be right outside the park waiting for you.
Oh, okay, Sam.
You're still going to bet the whole $600.
I am, unless you're worried about anything.
Worried? Listen, your only problem is how to keep this off your income tax.
I can manage
you'll
that.
You'll be in a 20% bracket. Maybe you better get married so you could have some deductions.
Maybe I should, that.
Well, now, I'm only kidding, Mr. Hastings.
I know.
Even the joint return isn't worth getting tied up with females.
You don't think so?
I know so. I'm a three-time loser.
Well, I haven't tried it once yet.
Take my advice, Mr. Hastings. Stay like you are.
Well, I'm 62, Sam, and I've never really had a home of my own.
Yeah, you don't know how lucky you are.
Well, you may think differently in another 30 years.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Mr. Hastings? Now, you aren't actually...
I might be, Sam, but I haven't spoken to the lady yet.
Mr. Hastings, you will pardon the expression, but you are definitely heading in the wrong direction.
Why, isn't it time I settled down?
Why don't you think it over another 25 years? You're too young to get all sewed up.
Sam, I'll take your advice on the horses, but frankly, I don't think you know anything else.
Frankly, Mr. Hastings, I don't. But so far, I never had a horse that asked for alimony.
And so, after poor Delahanty was laid away, there wasn't much left. So I just put an ad in the paper for rumors, and the good Lord sent me a house full. That was 16 years ago, and I haven't had a chance to sit down yet.
And do you mind?
Oh, heavens, no. I couldn't stand not to work.
Mrs. Delahanty.
Yes?
Wouldn't you still like to have a place in Florida?
Yes, I think I would. Oh, Crescent Park is all right, but... these winters, well, they do get inside your bones, don't they?
Yes, they do, Mrs. Delahanty. I'm working on a business proposition that will net me a considerable amount of money. I've been thinking of Florida myself, and I wondered...
Yes, Mr. Hastings?
Well, I wondered if you might consider undertaking a joint venture with me in Florida.
Of what nature, Mr. Hastings?
Well, you might... call it financial in a way, and then in another way, well, I guess you might call it matrimonial.
Matrimonial?
Yes. Of course, I realize that this is rather sudden. I mean, after all, I've only known you...
5 years this coming 4th of June.
5 years?
On the 4th. I remember the day you first walked in here, just like it was yesterday.
5 years, it hardly seems possible.
Well, it's the truth. Now, you were saying...
Can't be 5 years. Years.
Well, it is. Now, as to this joint venture...
I thought I was in Chicago 5 years ago this June.
You were here, Mr. Hastings. And if you're asking me to marry you, I don't see any use beating about the bush. I'd be proud to accept.
You mean you'd say yes?
Yes. I say yes.
Oh, well, now that's splendid. Well, now that that's settled, there's something else that I've been meaning to ask you for quite a while now.
Yes, Mr. Hastings?
My first name is Orville. What's your first name, Mrs. Delahanty?
On the day of the Belmore Stakes, a score of track detectives and agents of our bureau moved with the huge crowd in an attempt to spot Orville Hastings. Like Hastings, we were playing a long shot, and we hoped it would pay off. Agent Reynolds and I were covering the betting windows in the downstairs section of the clubhouse.
Do you know, Orville, this is the first time in my whole life that I've ever been to a horse race. Oh, my goodness, where do all these people come from? Orville, do you think it would be sinful if I made a little bet on one of the races?
Of course not. That's what we're here for.
Oh, but Delahanty never approved of the races. He was always used to say they were frequented by the criminal elements. That isn't so, is it, Orville? You don't see any of the criminal elements, do you?
Not a one, never.
It's much too nice a day for them anyway. Orville, if I wanted to make a bet now, how would I go about it?
Well, I'll make it for you. Who do you want to bet on?
Well, I think the brown ones are the prettiest, don't you?
Well, I don't usually pick them by color, but Honey Boy in the next race is a chestnut. Now, would you like to bet on him?
Yes, I would, Orville, if you're sure he'll win.
I'm sure, Emma.
All right, I'll bet $2. Here you are.
Now, you want that on the nose?
Wherever you think's best, Orville.
All right, on the nose. Here, now, you go back to the seats and wait for me. And I'll go to that window over there and get our tickets.
That window? Well, that says for $100 tickets, Orville.
Now, you just let me handle this, Emma. Now, you go to the seats and I'll meet you.
I'll be waiting.
I'll be there in just a few minutes, Emma. Excuse me, please. Going through, please. Thank you. Now, honey boy, six times, please. Ah, thank you. Excuse me, please. Going through, please.
Just a minute, Hastings.
What?
FBI, come along with me, please.
I beg your pardon.
FBI, Hastings.
Well, there must be some mistake, gentlemen. My name is Hubert Wesley. I'm one of the owners of the Wesley Stables.
Uh-huh, we know all about that. Come along now.
Gentlemen, I assure you...
Come on, Hastings.
Oh, now, fellas, have a heart with you. I've got $600 on this next race, and there's the bugle.
Let's go into the clubhouse office, Hastings, and we'll talk things over.
Just called the office, Dave. We can take him down to headquarters.
Good.
Gentlemen, the least you could do is tell me who won the race. It was over 5 minutes ago.
How's he going to be booked, Steve?
Gentlemen, if I cooperate fully in the interest of justice...
You know who won the race, Steve?
Yeah, I couldn't help overhearing it. There was a spill coming around the far turn, and Honey Boy fell across the finish.
Did you say Honey Boy?
Yes. Now look, Hastings.
You didn't by any chance hear the price he paid?
$59, I think.
I have six $100 tickets.
Six?
$100 tickets.
Well, I'll be...
Gentlemen, I have a suggestion. If I give you these tickets to collect for me, would it be possible to forget this whole...
Are you trying to bribe us?
No, not exactly. I'm merely suggesting...
Okay, then, let's go.
Aren't we going to collect my money?
We'll decide what to do about that later. The tickets are good. Come on.
But if we collect now, it would save a lot of trouble.
We're not particularly anxious to save you trouble.
Well, I understand, but gentlemen, this female approaching is a chance acquaintance of the afternoon. I'd
Orville,
prefer...
Orville, for goodness sake, where have you been?
Madam, if you continue to pursue me in this unladylike
Orville,
fashion...
Orville, our horse won the race, and the gentleman next to me said that I get $59 for the ticket you bought me. Where do I collect the money, Orville?
Madam, if you have questions concerning a wager, I suggest you ask an attendant.
All right, Hastings, come off it.
Gentlemen, I assure you, I only met this woman an hour ago, and if she is presuming...
Orville, what a thing to say.
Ma'am, do you know this man?
Of course I know him. He rents a room at my house.
Oh, Emma, I was only trying to spare you embarrassment. These men are from the FBI. They've invited me to testify in certain matters.
He's under arrest, ma'am. I'm afraid we'll have to ask you to come along with us, too.
Under arrest? For what?
Emma, my dear, they haven't got a thing on me now. It's just routine. Gentlemen, surely you don't need this lady. She knows absolutely nothing.
Oh, but what a thing to say. I know plenty. He's a good man, and whatever he's done, I'm sure he had a good reason.
Thank you, Emma.
I mean it, Orville.
I'm sure you do, dear. Now, if I may make one more suggestion, gentlemen.
You may not. Where's the car, Steve?
At the clubhouse gate.
Okay, for the last time, Hastings, let's go.
On the advice of his lawyer, Orville Hastings entered a plea of guilty to the charges of forgery against him. However, he offered to repay all his victims with the money he won on the horse race, and since there seemed to be no legal barrier to this procedure, he was allowed to do so. The prison sentence, in view of his advanced age and restitution of the money, was 2 years. With good behavior, Hastings will be out shortly, and his constant visitor, Mrs. Emma Delahanty, will no doubt be waiting. Our files are closed at 30-1.
In tonight's story, Bill Smith played the part of Orville Hastings, and Agnes Young was Emma Delahanty. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Louis Pelletier. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. And the transcribed broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We pause now for station identification.